and Darren.
Hello there.
Dave and Darren, it's the Top 5 Things podcast. Welcome to it, everyone. My name is Dave. This is my partner. His name is Darren. Hello, Darren.
Release the pterodactyl.
That's not a pterodactyl. You know perfectly well what version of flying animal that is.
Yeah.
There's news that they're going to be making a remake of one of your all-time favorite movies. That they're going to do kind of a remake, not a reboot, a remake, of one of the all-time great Darren Pitcher favorite movies.
Jaws?
Yes. They're doing a remake of Jaws. Now, why? What's the point of that? Obviously, to make a lot of money, and I guess you could make the shark look a lot cooler with the technology that's available now. When you look at Jaws now, the silliest part of the movie is whenever the shark is shown.
Well,
it looks ridiculous.
I wonder if this time they stay a little bit truer to the book.
That's what I read. The plan is it's going to be more like the Peter Benchley book, which we've joked about. If that would be a better movie.
So at this point, yes, Quint is going to be dropping hints that Hooper is sleeping with Chief Brody's wife.
Buzz this morning of a remake of Jaws, something that the people at Universal are very excited to get up on and running here. So,
and finally, they make Jaws the superhero that he is.
The project expected
to be... The anti-villain, or anti-hero.
Expected to be an adaptation of Peter Benchley's 1974 novel about a summer resort town faced with a shark attack. And Spielberg may return as a producer of this movie, with Andy Muschietti directing. Now, I don't know who Andy Muschietti is, but apparently he directed one of the It movies, or both of them, I'm not sure. The project, not confirmed, but sources correctly are saying that this is absolutely happening. They're also going to be doing a reboot of the Scream franchise and a new Swamp Thing movie.
You know, it'd be kind of fun. A quick little cameo is when they cut open the shark that is not Jaws, but they've caught the shark and they cut him. They're going to cut him open. They're going to cut him open on the
right
on the dock.
Right.
And the mayor's like, whoa, 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 whoa. If you think you're going to cut that thing open and have that little boy, that little
right
whatever
the kid's mom is
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Right.
But if they were to cut open the shark,
yeah,
and John Voight comes out
like an anaconda,
wearing an anaconda T-shirt.
That's very meta, but I dig it. I would go
and just
see that.
And just a quick little wink to the camera.
This is how old we are. ABC is going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I know. I'm halfway to 110. Nichols.
So they're bringing it back.
And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes. Now, Regis...
There's nostalgia for that?
Apparently, this will be in April to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Who do you get as the host? It's going to be on ABC.
Not Regis?
No, because Regis is 110 years old.
Well, Steve Harvey's not doing anything.
No. Steve Harvey's doing 11 things. That hasn't stopped him in the past from taking over gigs, though. You're right. Not Steve Harvey.
Ryan Seacrest.
No, the answer is, or Ryan Seacrest, not a bad guess, but they're going with Jimmy Kimmel as the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They're bringing that back.
Okay.
He gets a lot of work,
doesn't he? I was going to say, they're not... They couldn't give it to someone who's looking for a job? They just have to pile it on somebody who's already...
Right? Between his talk show and the Norman Lear stuff that he's constantly doing... He's got to have another job, but I guess that's happening, along with the Jaws remake. Will you go and see a Jaws remake if it's in theaters?
I don't go see most things, so the odds are no.
That ties in very nicely with our number one thing today on the top five things. Can we go ahead and roll into the top five things?
This is very exciting. We've got a brand new sponsor.
What?
Yep, it's a brand new sponsor.
Good for us.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Sense Inspections, quality home, property, and commercial inspections. Thinking of buying or selling a home? It pays to be informed. Call John and Becky at Sense Inspections at 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today, or go to inspectwithsense.com for more information. And you can book online right there. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to make an informed purchasing decision or help you get to pre-sale or for sale by owner ready. So don't let somebody else choose your house inspector. Sense Inspections offers independent, unbiased, expert home inspections and will provide you a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Visit inspectwithsense.com for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. Again, call 563-265-5111 or visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And of course, don't forget to mention Nacho Radio. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that. I was there yesterday, and I'm happy to report that coming very, very soon,
you'll be getting in that turkey mascot costume.
Oh, Pilgrim! More champagne, please. I'm happy to announce that if you're a fan of impossible meats, the impossible cheesesteaks are coming soon to Capriati's.
That's a game changer.
Yes. Very, very soon.
Interesting.
So we'll give you a heads up as to when they're actually going to be available.
Okay.
And I got the gift card for our Cover 5 winner.
Well, I mean, the season's been over for a month.
But it's in the mail. It is actually in the mail.
Okay, literally, so legitimately.
No, I just dropped it off.
Well, congratulations.
Make sure you turn your favorite sandwich.
Who was the winner again?
Derek.
Derek, good job. Proud of you.
A proper name, Derek. What was the, what did he go by?
I can't remember.
Wall spray if you want it.
Wall spray.
I got some wall spray if you want it. Make sure to turn.
So sticky.
Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio, and you can get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And soon, you can get a medium impossible cheesesteak for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one.
I found this interesting until I realized, I guess maybe I'm falls in line with where I'm at right now, but last year, more Americans went to their library than went to the movies.
For me, it was a tie.
You went to neither?
Right.
You didn't go
to
the
You
didn't see a single movie last year.
I don't believe so.
And you never went to the library? Now, here's the thing. You're already paying for the library.
Yeah.
And our library's pretty sweet. I'm reading the MVP machine right now. Recommended highly. Great stuff.
MVP machine.
It's a book about analytics in baseball. And I'll have it back at the library here by the end of the week if
I
you're
promise,
looking at it.
If you're listening, Bettendorf Library.
Well, they know when it's due. I still got time with it, but yeah, I'm going
to
be.
How much time do they give you to read a book?
It's like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, I would think it's got to be at least that long.
Oh, yeah, no. It's all good. It's all good. I could look up exactly when it's due, but I know. This, I'll be done far ahead of the due date. It's a good book.
Of course, unless you're a U.S. senator, I don't have time to get around to reading
United
anything.
United States film industry made $40 billion last year, but more of us are going to the public library.
To rent movies?
Well, you can get movies there, and they got like first-run stuff. You can get the DVD selection at your local library. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, especially if you're looking for like a classic. We watched Three Amigos the other night.
Okay. That's something they have at the library?
Yeah.
How does that age? Because I don't know that I ever saw it. All I just remember that it just got panned for being awful.
Okay, so the last time I saw Three Amigos was in the theaters. Okay. So it had been some 33 years.
Did you have fond thoughts of it?
It holds up better in my memory than it does.
Okay.
You know, like, if you really love a movie that you grew up with, the best thing you can do is not go and watch
it
again.
Right, because I have a copy. If you'd like to borrow it, this would be kind of a mean thing to do to you.
What's that?
Would you like me to bring over a copy of Meatballs?
No, I've seen that, and it's terrible.
It is bad.
Yeah, not funny.
No.
Long stretches of not good at all. Meatball's not funny.
Yeah, no. Not a joke to be found.
No, and like Bill Murray, you can tell, is very yeah. annoyed that he's in that movie. Meatballs 2, on the other hand, that's a different story.
Well, you're better off with Oddballs.
You really are. You know how I feel about that one. But three, because it's, I mean, there were some funny moments where I thought, oh, that's really good. It just takes some weird turns, and I don't know that they really had it figured out.
No, I don't suppose they did.
Which is, of course, I had to go and do some research afterwards, because originally that movie,
we'll figure it out in post.
Martin Short, Chevy Chase, yes. and Steve Martin. Originally that movie was supposed to be Steve Martin, John Belushi, and Dan Aykroyd, which would have been an interesting...
But that came out a long time after Belushi's death.
Well, 6 years after his death, yeah. yeah. It was something that originally Spielberg was going to direct it, and it was going to be this, you know, thing. But I'm watching it going, well, I don't know which one would have been Aykroyd and which one Belushi would have been. And the Martin Short stuff is just clearly him doing his Martin Short routine, which, you know, I'm a big fan. So I enjoyed the Martin Short stuff. Chevy Chase, just powerfully unfunny.
Well, I think if I had to, if you had to pick one of the, like, one of the original members.
Of the first cast of yeah. Saturday Night Live?
Who would your favorite have
been? So Bill Murray's off the table.
Yeah, who would, I think I'm a Dan Aykroyd fan.
Out of all of that original cast, yeah, I would say Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just be, well, because we have more of a body of work to look at than what Belushi left us, right?
No, I'm just talking about then. I'm not talking about for lifetime achievements.
So we're saying up until...
I'm just talking about then, during that period.
I don't know. Belushi's awful good.
Yeah, he is, but...
I think if we're doing like a draft yeah. of the not ready for primetime players...
You'd be happy getting John Belushi.
Yeah, let me be very clear. John Belushi.
I didn't look till later that I'd somehow...
Oh, what
with
have
my,
I done?
With the second overall pick, I'd pick Jim Belushi.
What am I? Ryan Pace?
Well, the season... Yeah, no I traded up to get Jim Belushi. I didn't get a second and third round pick. I'm stuck with Jim Belushi.
According to a recent...
And then Charles Rocket.
By the time it
came back to me in the fourth round, I got Charles Rocket.
Recent Gallup poll says visiting the library remains the most common cultural activity that Americans
really?
Engage in.
I didn't know people still did that.
I do it pretty regularly. And I'm there a lot more now, I can tell you that. Visiting the library remains the most common cultural activity Americans engage in by far. 10.5 trips to the library in 2019. That was the average for Americans.
No, not even. Boy, I am bringing down the curve. Although that
you
takes...
You really owe it to yourself to go and check it out.
That takes me back.
Literally, check it out.
That takes me back, though.
For fun. So congratulations to all you librarians out there. You know, if you're buying a book... Jenny's doing
checking out a bunch of microfiche. Sure.
Jenny's doing anything where she was microfiche. They have electronic books, so you can read on your Kindle, but you have to check them out there at the library.
Check out the Kindle.
You put it on your Kindle. So this is where it gets confusing.
Yeah.
She's in Florida right now. She's coming back later on this afternoon. And she was freaking out because this ebook that she had borrowed from the library. You read the book on your Kindle, but it's like the library has a license for that book that only one person can use at a time.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't have it, you need to be done with it by the time they say they're done with it so that they can let somebody else read that ebook.
Right.
But you don't even, you know, like, you don't even have to
why
bring the
wouldn't
book
they,
home
why
if you're somebody
they,
that doesn't
why
like
they,
books.
If you've got access, if they've got access to it, why wouldn't they make it available to as many people as possible?
Well, because it's a license thing, right? So an author's getting paid.
Oh. Yeah, but still. It's like, I want to read this book on my Kindle. Sure, go right ahead.
Right.
You can do it.
I agree with you, but the more you think about it, so what's the name of your book? Double Nickels, the Darren Pitra story, right? You sell that to a library for $10. 10 people want to read the book. They need to buy 10 licenses.
Oh, yeah, I suppose
so. See what I'm saying?
I guess.
So for like the more popular ones, it's just a matter of making sure that the author is getting a little something.
Yeah.
A little something for the effort.
Because James Patterson's not making enough money.
Well, I don't think...
Hey, James, what are you up to?
cranking out more garbage.
Well, I just went to the bathroom and wrote a book. Alex Cross is Alex Cross, and my bladder's done it again.
You think that's a secret?
I spoke to him one time.
James Patterson?
Yeah.
Under what circumstances?
When I was up in Rockford.
Okay.
Spoke with him. Long time ago.
You know how people are freaking out about the bees dying? It's nature's way of telling us that something's wrong.
Yes.
All the bees are dying. It's a serious thing. Think about putting out a little pollinator bed in the backyard. You know, give the bees a little something to enjoy.
Come here. You're welcome.
Here, you're welcome.
Yes.
Squirrels, and I've given the squirrels a pretty free rein in the backyard. Maybe the bees start getting
what about
a little
this?
Bit of love.
What kind of dilemma would this be for you if all of a sudden the bees start stinging the squirrels?
Well, that's on them. I mean, that's...
And it's like, don't sting Bullet. He's allergic.
I don't want a squirrel going into anaphylactic shock right. out there.
Or what about this? Or you find out some of the squirrels, they've got a peanut allergy.
Well, that's... Again, that's... I don't know. That's nature.
I can't win.
Yeah.
I cannot win.
You're right. Well, scientists obviously very concerned. People very concerned. And you should be concerned about all these bees dying, because I don't know how to break this to you. If bees aren't pollinating crops, we all die. Right? I mean, there's no food. Well, they've discovered
it's
something.
It's not for just sticky honey.
Ooh.
Ooh, so sticky.
Just we like to sit on the porch. So now there's a new crop that apparently the bees are
going nuts
loving.
For? And what is it?
Cannabis. Cannabis crops are proving beneficial to declining bee populations, according to science.
Birds love it.
Researchers from New York State finding very large
Peter
numbers.
Peter Tosh was correct.
Very large numbers of 16 different species of bee are thriving among the recently planted cannabis crops.
Well, good.
Global bee populations in serious decline for the last 20 years. A lot of it is, they think, all the insecticides that are killing them all off. But marijuana crops require no chemicals, because pests don't go after marijuana crops.
Ban the paraquat.
They're not hip to the trip yet. So this could be crucial in reversing the decline of the bee. Industrial hemp. This is according to a paper submitted by, Oxford University Press.
What bee do you be?
This is Roger Thomas. industrial hemp, cannabis sativa, is a newly introduced and rapidly expanding crop in the American agricultural landscape. As an exclusively wind-pollinated crop, hemp lacks nectar but produces an abundance of pollen during a period of floral dearth in agricultural landscape. These pollen resources are attractive to a range of bee species, but the diversity of floral visitors and their use of hemp across a range of agricultural contexts remains unclear.
Well, even better.
Once again, it's dope to the rescue. I think smoking dope is the best thing ever.
Well, best thing for everything.
That's what they say.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. And whether you like it or not, Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
You always have to phrase it that way. There are people that look forward to Valentine's Day. Every holiday is a burden for you.
Have you ever met anyone whose favorite holiday is Valentine's Day?
Well, I think that would be a red flag. Yeah.
It sure would.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And it's a single person.
This is going to be my year.
This is
going to
be the
it.
Greatest. Oh, no. I dread February 15th. Every year, it's the same big crash with this one over here. Every year, they get so worked up, but they get distracted even during Christmas. At Christmas, they're thinking about Valentine's Day. That's what they wish for Christmas. They don't want anything for Christmas. They just want to have a great Valentine's Day this year. And then February 15th comes around, and I got to pick up the pieces with this one over here.
I don't dislike Valentine's Day, but I wouldn't put it on my list of holidays that I look forward to. I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
But it just seems like every holiday you have to just throw your disdain at.
Well, I like fall.
You do like Thanksgiving.
I like fall.
Yeah. Yeah. You like Halloween?
I don't dress up for it.
No, because you're not a child. I understand.
Well, some people dress up for it.
People are weird.
Anyway, it's at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. It's Valentine's Day Central. They have selected three amazing Valentine deals starting at just $99. And with each purchase, you're going to receive free Lagomarsino chocolates. So check out all the ways they can make your Valentine's Day full of sparkle and romance without busting your budget. And remember this, it's one-stop shopping. So come in and see how easy it is to make it happen at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the Wow Factor. Again, 2115 East 12th Street in the village of East Davenport. Some of their items are up to 50% off, so happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Again, they are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30 and Saturday from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Again, mention Nacho Radio when you're there, and when you make a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. But so much more than that. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, including the Bobby turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Again, be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small
one. Not here to tell you how to enjoy the big game, but it seems to me a meatball bar for the big game would be the way.
I went with a classic Italian yesterday.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
I took it to bed with me.
Number three.
Darren's last words where he whispered, "Happy Valentine's Day sandwich."
Well, it's that was my Zeke Mac. Mm. That was my bed Mac.
January 20th, 1982.
January 20th, 1982.
A day that lives in rock infamy.
January 20th, 1982, mm-hmm. I was celebrating my one year with a driver's license.
Is that right?
January 20th, 1981. The day that I got my driver's license.
Well,
that was also the day that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated.
Yes.
And the hostages were set free.
Well, that's a big day.
Yes, I did. I was on page two. My story was on page two.
So, yeah, you got your license when a lot was going on. 82.
I was actually trying to fly under the radar, which I was successful with.
Well, flying under the radar is something that...
Which I did not do this year coming home from the Symphony of Lights in Clinton. Mm. Thank you, LeClaire.
Oh, did you get it? They get you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How much for?
What did they want? They wanted... And the thing is, I was watching my speed limit the entire time.
Uh-huh.
The entire time. We're almost coming back. And we had several dogs with us.
Yes.
Including some that were on my lap,
yes,
which I understand is not any way to drive.
Right.
I get you.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I finally get one off my lap,
yeah,
and I kind of like lift up to just kind of,
I kind of lift up
because uh-huh. I'm kind of crampy up.
Of course.
Know, because I had the dog on my lap the
right,
whole time.
Right.
So I just kind of sit up a little bit, and doing so, I accelerate. And it was right where it wasn't even probably 40, 50 feet where the 45 mile an hour is going to turn into 55 miles an hour.
So how much?
But they nabbed me.
How fast were you going and what do they want from you? I like how you say, what did they want from me? Like it's a negotiation. How much do you have to pay unless you're going to fight this?
I already paid it.
What,
under protest, but I paid it.
Yeah, under protest. With regret.
Well, I can say... I had. Let's just say there might have been some falsifying of records. I think it was $110. $114.
They're putting more cameras up in LeClaire. They're going to put them on.
No, this. I was actually stopped by a police officer.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
So you explained the story with the dogs, and he didn't let you go.
No, but I did use this line. Guess you guys aren't getting anything for Christmas.
Nice.
Let him hear that.
That's that.
Let him hear that.
That's right. That's right.
My dogs aren't getting anything for Christmas.
Thank you. Well, they're putting more cameras up. They're going to put them on I-80 now to get you as you're coming over the bridge.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're going to be, LeClaire, the streets are going to be paved in gold pretty soon. Although most of that money doesn't go to LeClaire. Most of it goes to a company in Massachusetts that owns the cameras. It's a grift, man.
Oh, I thought maybe the town in Massachusetts, a company in Massachusetts, owned LeClaire. I could see that.
Own them outright.
We'll show you how to run a town.
That's right. January 20th, 1982, a date that lives in rock infamy. I'll narrow it down and you'll get it. It happened at Vets Auditorium in Des Moines.
That's where Ozzy bit off the bat's head.
That's right. Ozzy bit the head off a bat. And now you can go to Ozzy's website and buy your own plush bat with a removable head.
Well, don't do that because we're dealing with this virus right now.
This is what I'm saying.
We're trying to get people to not eat bats.
Has there ever been a worse time to launch your bite the head off a bat toy than when we're dealing with this coronavirus?
I'm dreading the reviews tomorrow, I can tell you that.
I'm looking at this plush toy. Now, it's adorable, but you remove its head. I'm going to also guess that this thing was probably made in China. It's a Chinese bat that you bite the head off.
Yes.
I don't know, Ozzy. Ozzy in the news lately for some health concerns. Apparently, he's got Parkinson's.
Well, he said last year was the worst year of his life.
Yeah, yeah. And just
wait.
You think they get worse for Ozzy?
Just.
Four.
You look at 2019 and say you
ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet.
So good. All right. So this next story is about a guy who's a jerk that I really want to make my best friend.
You're gonna reach out?
This is horrible, and I'm telling you, I love it so much.
Okay.
It's from Sioux Falls, where a guy was arrested after cops found him berating people. So there's a Walmart there in Sioux Falls.
Yes, of course.
And this guy is just sitting in the parking lot, and what he would do is he'd wait for you to fall on the ice, and then he would blare the Benny Hill theme.
Boy, he would have loved me. He would have loved me when I lost it down by the mailbox. Oh, my God.
If there was somebody there waiting for you to do it so that they could play Yakety Sax.
Sure.
What are you doing?
I'm surprised that didn't happen.
You know, you don't hear enough Boots Randolph, especially when people are potentially breaking their backs at the Walmart parking lot. He doesn't see. No, again, this seems terrible.
Sounds great.
But if you're going to do this.
Yeah. Well, it gives you something to do.
He says it was something that needed to happen to make light of all the gloomy weather we've had lately.
No kidding.
I didn't know that people would get all pissed off about falling. He says, I didn't know people get pissed off about falling to such a happy song.
Uh-huh. he doesn't wait to see if someone's really injured. It's just as soon as they kind of lose it.
He said, I read something online the other day about someone out here yelling cold weather puns, so I figured I would try my luck to get on the news too.
Yeah.
When police arrived at the scene, it looked as though this guy had just finished up playing the Benny Hill theme for a kid who had recently slipped and fallen on the ice.
You know what song we haven't heard in a while?
What's that?
A little touchy. Touchy.
Oh, yeah.
But that could maybe break the winter doldrums.
That's a touch too much.
Yeah, it is a touch too much.
Maybe that's something we can look forward to in a future episode of David Darren's Top 5
Things. I'd like to have that one queued up.
That's a real jerk move to just be sitting waiting for people, especially kids, to fall.
But also
kind of the funniest thing
I've
heard.
Well, kids are really old people.
Right.
It's just not as funny with people that are in their 30s.
Five. Number five.
Finally, number five. I don't quite understand this. This is a counterfeit ring. They were able to seize a bunch of money, $900,000 in counterfeit bills.
Mm-hmm.
This was a raid, or I guess a sting, whatever they were able to do, where they were able to get it through International Falls, which is lovely this time
of year.
Sure,
yeah.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers seized $900,000 in counterfeit bills. This is the part that I don't understand. They were all $1 bills.
Ooh, that's a big effort.
The whole point of counterfeiting, like, you always say, like, although, nobody counterfeits a $1 bill because all that effort, that doesn't make sense.
That's what they were thinking.
It's the perfect crime, then.
Well, unless, of course, unless it costs you $2 to make one.
According to a release,
is that possible?
The counterfeit bills were found in a commercial rail shipment that originated in China.
We paid $1.8 million for these things. It cost us almost $2 million to make these things.
45 cartons of counterfeit currency with a total face value of $900,000. The Customs and Border Patrol strive every day to protect the United States from a variety of threats. This is according to the port director up there in International Falls. Quote, those threats don't always come in the form of terrorists or narcotics, but also in the form of counterfeit currency and other goods that have the potential to harm the economy of the United States. Thanks to the dedication of our officers and our participation and partnership with the Secret Service, we're able to keep this currency from entering into circulation. Is this something the Chinese are doing to weaken our economy?
A lot of it was spent on heaters and...
heaters?
Up in International Falls.
Right. I guess...
Jumping cables.
I guess that makes sense.
Car batteries.
Those were your top five things. I've got two stories I want to follow up on, but first...
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and you'll have access to everything we've ever done and our specialty programming, our patron-only podcasts. The podcast, as it always does, is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including the grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. Absolutely delicious. Don't forget that they are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And remember the gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Capriotti's. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there getting your sandwich or salad for lunch or dinner. Mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
A couple of quick follow-ups before we wrap things up here on this episode of the Top 5 Things. Do you remember on an earlier show we had that story from, I believe it was... was it Tempe, Arizona?
This is like restaurant. What is the show called? Restaurant Impossible? What is it called? On the Food Network, where they go back and revisit the...
Well, it's just there have been some developments and some stories you
that's
heard
first. That's what I'm saying.
Here.
So we're revisiting some stories.
Yes, that's right. Do you remember the guy that was going around... Tempe. He was going around spray painting Penis Man all over?
Yes.
Well, he's been arrested. Accused Penis Man graffiti tagger Dustin Schomer was arrested over the weekend. According to his own Facebook post here, it says 25 heavily armed SWAT officers arrested at his condo in Phoenix.
Yikes.
25 heavily armed SWAT officers. This guy was
that
going around.
That can't be cheap.
Spray painting Penis Man, and they got him.
We're bringing in SWAT.
Bringing him into justice. Tempe police confirmed that they had arrested him.
Not T.J. Hooker, not the rookies.
No.
SWAT.
Yes. This guy was spray painting the words Penis Man all over Tempe, Arizona. They say Dustin...
Some people liked it, some people don't.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean...
Some people, you know, I like it, but I can see where people don't.
Now, this is weird because this is him complaining about the manner that he was arrested.
Did he have to pay for all the SWAT people?
He says, I just spent the last 24 hours in Tempe and Phoenix police custody for spraying Penis Man. They raided my condo and vehicle and swarmed my entire complex in West Phoenix with 25 heavily armed SWAT officers and pointed a silenced assault rifle in my face. Anyone with any doubt who the bad guys are here, be certain it is the city of Tempe, city of Phoenix, and police forces valley-wide. There is no excuse for pointing an AR-15 in the face of a non-violent offender.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. Maybe don't spray paint penis, man.
Well, they knew they were looking for you.
Is this an overreaction? Absolutely, but he doesn't... We don't need him complaining about things, right? That seems weird. Can you believe this happened to me? This isn't an overdue book at the library, friend. This is,
by the way,
Penis Man.
Remember, you've got less than a week with the one you've got.
Yeah, the MVP machine. I'll probably have
knock
that
it
done.
Out.
I'll have it done by tomorrow. It's so good. And then, do you remember the story we had where the woman was working for the bank and she helped that guy out on Christmas Eve and got fired?
Yes.
She now apparently has companies lining up. They can't wait to hire her.
Mm.
Companies are clamoring for that woman's service, she says. She was the woman who helped a guy out who was, can't quite figure out why he had no money for Christmas Eve. There was a problem getting his paycheck in or whatever. But now she says that she has been, after getting fired by that bank, she's had several job interviews, including a bunch with other local banks. But she hasn't started another job yet.
Banks don't have non-competes?
Well, I mean, you get fired. I don't know how that works.
Maybe not.
And this was in was it Washington or Oregon? It was Oregon that this happened. And the guy that she helped says he's still waiting for an apology from the bank. He says his least favorite part of the story is all the fame he's got for being broke.
Right.
Like, I'm happy to talk about this woman helping me
out. I do have money. I just didn't have access to it at that moment.
He says he had money coming to him, so like...
Yeah, it wasn't like I don't have money.
Mm-hmm. This woman was the only one who tried to help, so...
This is not helping me find a Valentine's Day date, which is my favorite holiday of the year.
December 23rd, this woman was a senior banker at a call center. She spent more than an hour trying to help this guy on the phone. U.S. Bank had placed a hold on his paycheck from a new job, and she ended up driving to meet this guy and give him $20 so he could have gas in his car. She says, I handed him $20 in cash and said Merry Christmas and went right back to work. She got fired for doing that because we're working at the call center. We don't need you leaving work to go meet people who are calling in.
You know what I say? Follow the rules.
Anyway, the good news is she says that she's getting a lot of job offers, and this guy... Eugenio says, I never thought I'd make the national news. It's not something I'd like to be on the national news for.
No, because there's always... No, if someone says you're going to make the national news, wouldn't you dread that?
Like without knowing the details
of
it? You're going to be on the national news.
Yes, I don't want... No.
Well, it would be good or bad. We can't tell you.
No, well then, what are the odds?
Yeah, probably it's for getting murdered or something. Yeah.
Or...
Yeah, some malfeasance of some sort.
I lost my mind. I had no idea I was capable of that. No. Yeah, that's one of those things where it's you turn that down.
You'd rather not know.
No, I don't. I just don't. I would say, no, I'm not going to roll the dice and say, yes, I'll be on the national news. I don't want that. Would you want to take it?
That I would be on the national news?
Yes.
I would assume it would be a good thing.
Oh, brother, are you a sap?
I know, I don't learn.
You don't.
I still have some optimism.
I know it.
Given the circumstances, I'm still an optimistic dummy, I guess.
Okay.
I would assume, knowing what I know about myself, that if I were on the national news, it would probably be for a good thing. But
okay,
you're looking at me like you think that's impossible.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but...
All evidence to the contrary, I'm still hopeful.
Okay. That's why we love you.
That's going to do it for this episode of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Please, if you get a chance, leave a review of the podcast. If you're someone who enjoys the podcast on a regular basis, every single review
write a sentence.
It's huge. You have no idea what it means to the podcast when you leave a review. So if you get a chance, please write down a couple of words, even if it's, you know, Dave's an idiot.
Even if you don't mean it.
Right.
Make it, but if you're gonna do that, if you don't really mean it, make it sound good.
No, I would like every review to be legitimate. If you legitimately enjoy the show, or if you don't, Reviews are the lifeblood, apparently. That's the currency of this genre of entertainment, and we need you to help us out. So thank you.
I don't care in advance. I don't care if you're lying. Make it good.
Until we do this again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Twin cakes for nothing.